USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane when it hits near Lake Charles, Louisiana this Saturday is already bringing heavy rain throughout much of Louisiana, where the Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency.
No one should take this storm lightly, and all likelihood is going to be a very significant weather event.
The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane sometime on Friday. President Trump's hosting an event at the White House later today to discuss claims of political bias on social media. No one from any social media companies will be there at what's called the Presidential Social Media Summit, but the gathering will include social media users who claim they've been singled out for their conservative views. AT&T becoming the first wireless company to automatically block spam calls. And this is USA Radio News.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap, Woot.com is turning 15? That's right, the site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's Woot.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th with an epic 15-hour Woot off with deals every 30 minutes plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's Woot.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement will reportedly start conducting raids across the nation in an effort to arrest thousands of undocumented immigrants, perhaps as early as this Sunday, and they could last for several days. Meanwhile, more investigations on Capitol Hill over immigration detention procedures and facilities.
A Guatemalan mother who's seeking asylum told a House panel that she came to the U.S. seeking safety, but instead watched her infant daughter die a slow, painful death. Through an interpreter, Yasmin Horaz related her story.
I took her to three hospitals, but she never left the third hospital. She left the hospital without any life left in her, and it breaks my heart.
Republican Congressman Chip Roy took issue with saying migrant children are being housed in cages.
I've seen the facilities, and I've not seen a single cage in the way that it is being depicted. I'm seeing ways to try to separate people and keep them safe.
I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Five Iranian Revolutionary Guard vessels failed to take a British oil tanker in the Persian Gulf, according to U.S. officials. CNN reports the incident happened as the British Heritage tanker was leaving the Persian Gulf on Wednesday and crossing into the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian boats reportedly approached it and ordered it to move into Iranian waters. A British Royal Navy frigate was nearby, though, escorting the tanker and trained its guns on the Iranian vessels, ordering them to back off. And a U.S. aircraft was also overhead, catching the entire event on video. The House Judiciary Committee is expected to vote today to authorize a dozen subpoenas to top current and former Trump administration officials. And the list includes senior White House advisor Jared Kushner, as well as former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The Democratic-led committee looking into alleged obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation. Others on that list include former NSA Michael Flynn and former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. And Jim Beam is facing fines after that fire at its warehouse in Kentucky caused environmental damage. The July 2nd fire led to a runoff of a large amount of bourbon into the Kentucky River, and that caused a massive, severe fish kill. And you can find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.